Now, yesterday we began the discussion of a machlokes tzais tesivus regarding shutfus, hazaka b'shutfus. And to recap the parts that we discussed yesterday, we had the tzais's original shaila, which was about a shul b'shutfus. And then he went to the Bach Shaila. The Bach's Nidain was a Nidain of Reuven is a Baal HaChotzer. He owns a house in a courtyard. And Shimon lived in the courtyard for 3 years or more and used the courtyard and used the well in the courtyard, used everything there for more than 3 years. And then Shimon died. And Shimon's Yarshim are living in the courtyard. So Reuven says to them, he throws them out, he says, look, I'm not interested anymore in giving you a free place to live. Leave. So the Yarshim don't know what rights their father had there. So we tied it for the Yarshim that the father had a cheskas gimel shanim, and maybe he bought it, so they should have a right to stay. So the Bach said that the taina is not a taina, because that's the case of Shchini Gavoi, that's our Gemara's case, where the inside person walked through the outside person's rishus. And Rabbi Rav Nachman only argue who has to bring a raya. But everyone agrees that if the Marikama walks through the rishus, that the mazik doesn't get a chazaka, that is no machlaikis, that everyone's masking. So if everyone's maskim that walking through is ma'akiv on a chazaka, so in the case of these Yarshim, Shimon never had a chazaka, because Reuven was using the chatzar at the same time, he was using the well at the same time, he was using the whole rishus at the same time. So paskins the Bach, when you read the Bach, it's Pashin, it's our Gemara, and Shimon doesn't have a chazaka. That's the Tshuva Sabach, and the Tzais brought that the Tshuvas Ha'alshech and the Tshuvas Marashdam say the same thing, all three. So on that, the Tzais writes, like I said yesterday, that he writes, Ofra ani tachas raglaya, kape raglayam, b'afo pikein, he's going to say the truth. Says the emes is that, not like that. That the whole psak appears to be missing an important point. In the case of Shchuni Gavoi, the taina is that the Mazik says it's mine, totally mine. So if you say it's totally yours, so the fact that the Marikama walked through, that proves that you have no chazaka, that you don't have the Gimel Shadim, that you live there totally yours. But has no shaykhis to the case of the Bach. In the case of the Bach, in Achinam, you can't tie it for the Yarshim that the Chotzer was totally Shimon's because Reuven was living there. But still, whatever they did have, they had a shutfus to the Chotzer. Whatever they did have, we should tie it that they had a right to it. They had a right to shutfus in the Chotzer. And if they had a right to a shutfus in the Chotzer, then they have Gimel Shanim for that. So Zoktik Tzais, and this is the aside of the Tzais's Chiddush, that a Chazaka b'shutfis is a Chazaka. And if Shimon would taina that I bought a Shutfis in the Chatzar, he would get it. So we taina for the Yarshim, there's a Shutfis in the Chatzar, and you should get it. This is the Machlaikis, the way we spoke out yesterday, between the Bach and the Alshech and the others who say, who Neman, that there is no Chazaka for Shutfis. And on the other hand, the Ktzais who says there is chazaka for shutfus. The Ktzais brings rayas, which I also mentioned yesterday, from cases of cheskas tashmishin, where someone for 3 years opens a window into someone else's property, or lets water run into someone else's property, or needs a kairos, he leans his beam on the other person's wall, and he does it for 3 years. At the end of the 3 years, he's believed to say that he paid for it. He's believed to say that I paid for this right. And he's Naaman, he has cheskas gimel shanim. I, by the Itzis Kaira, if I say I lean my beam on your wall, I'm not saying it's my wall. I'm saying it's your wall, and I bought a shutfus in the wall. Or if I have a right to let my water run out into your yard, I'm asking it's your yard. And you also walk back and forth in that yard every day. I'm just saying, I have a shutfus. I bought from you the right for my water to run out into your yard. So we see that there's such a thing as a chazaka for shutfus. He writes, the Tzais writes, for Raya Gedoyla he Olai, he writes, it's a big Raya from Nitzas Kaira, from the Cheskes Tashmishin. And therefore, that's the Tzais' Shita, the Chazaka the Shita of Shut for Selves. But I didn't finish the Tzais. The Tzais adds a Nakuda by way of Hezber. And the Nakuda touches on how Shutfus works. In Masechtas Nedarim, there's a Perek HaShutfim. And there, on the first page of Perek HaShutfim, the Mishnah starts HaShutfim, and it has about a line or two of Mishnah, and there's a gigantic ram on the Mishnah. And that ram, it's an important Maramokim to know, it talks about how Shutfus works. The Mishnah has a case where one person says to someone else in the city, I swear I'm never going to have anah from you. So now he can't have anah from Shimon or from anything Shimon owns. The shaila is, what about the things in the city that belong to all the members of the community? They chipped in together, they made a mikveh, they made a meis hamerchitz, they built things mishutfis. So the Chachamim say in the Mishnah that Reuven can't use any of these things. Because since Shimon is a shutif in all these things, and Reuven says, back he made a neder, he won't have a noah from Shimon. So he can't use the base of Merchitz, he can't use the base of Knesset, he can't use anything that belongs to all of them as shutifs. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argues. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that it's mutter. And he says, why? He says, Zeh nichnas l'toch shaloi, v'zeh nichnas l'toch shaloi. Now when you build, let's say a community builds a merchitz. So whoever goes in, when he's going into his, not into the other person's. What does that mean? Going into his and not the other person's. So the Ran is masver. That this machloikis is of the Mishnah is a machloikis in tight shutfis. Let's say you and I chip in, we buy a car. The shutfis, we buy a car. And I use the car on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and you use it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So on Sunday, when I'm driving the car, whose car am I driving? Chachamim hold that I'm driving a car that's mine and yours. It belongs to both of us. It belongs to both of us 6 days, 7 days a week. And whoever's using it is using the car that belongs to both people. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, that's not how shutfus works. Zeh nichnas l'toch shaloi, v'zeh nichnas l'toch shaloi. If we buy something with shutfus, and I use it a few days, and you use it a few days, shad is, when I use it, it's totally mine. And when you use it, it's totally yours. That's the Hezber in Chalukas HaShutfis. That's the Hezber when people are Shutfim and they all use it. Even there are 1,000 people Shutfim in Amerchitz. Each person, when he uses it, he's using his. So that they're arguing in the aside, Mahu Shutfis, how Shutfis works.
Happy Shemek to everybody?
The what?
Happy Shemek to each person?
It has to be that everyone has a right to use it. So when I use it, I'm using mine. When you use it, using yours.
You don't have
to. I have, because there could be 5 people there at that time. Right, so we have to know. Maybe those 5, it belongs to them. 5 using it together. But it doesn't belong, it's not the ownership of the whole community every minute. That's the fact. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is unique among the Tanoim. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even Yochid Neged Harabim. The Gemara says about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnosei Kavinoki. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, when he's brought in the Mishnah, it's Kavinoki, it's a clear psak. And therefore, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even against the Chachamim. And we paskin that Shutvis works, Zayichel Nichnas B'Tar Shalai, Zayichel Nichnas L'Tar Shalai. Tzais brings, I don't know why he has to bring another example of this. Some of you know we're going to learn it Yom Tov time. But the Tzais brings another raya from an Esrig Shal Kohol. If the community chips in and buys an Esrig, so the halachi is that each person, when he uses it, it's his Esrig. If the community buys an Esrig, and we pass it around the shul, and everyone shakes it. So Esrig has to be yours, Shalachem. How's it Shalachem? It's Shutvis. So the answer is that each person, when he's using it, it's totally his. And then he goes to the next person, totally his. You chip in for an Esrig. So each Shutvis, when he takes the Esrig, it's totally his Esrig. And it says in Masber that this works with Breira. The klal of Breira is that things are huvrar lemafreya. Breira, in art scroll, Breira is translated retroactive designation. When art scroll did Erevin, I worked for them, it was the second masech that I put out, was Erevin. And we had to figure out an English word for Yesh Breira. Very, very hard. So we ended up with retroactive designation. If you remember that, you know what Breira is. Breira is that I could take a bucket of wheat and I could say that whatever I'll separate tomorrow for Trumas and Mice, it should be Chal now. I could do it tomorrow. I could eat now. And whatever I take tomorrow is Chal Mafreya. Yehod Yesh Breira. It's Chal Mafreya. When I ate, it wasn't Tevel. That's Yesh Breira. There's another example of Breira. If there's a mace in the room and there are two doors, so you know the halacha that if a door is closed, the tumah doesn't go through, unless Saif Tobalatzeis, unless it's the door through which the mace is going to be carried out. So let's say there's a mace in a room. There are two doors. There are kelim in one room and there are kelim in the other room. So if you don't hold the Breira, then the kelim in both rooms are tame. So the mace has to go out through some door, so both doors are considered open. But since we pass in Yesh Breira, so whichever door the mace is carried out through, we say Yesh Breira. And retroactively to yesterday, when the mace died, we say the mace was oimit to go out through that door. And the mela, whatever kelim are in the other room, atar, whatever kelim are in that room, atami. Again, it works retroactively to yesterday. Now, there's a machlokes in a few places in Shas, of Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, a machlokes had a paskin also. The Tzais is going with the Mahalach, that at least by Shutvis, we paskin Yesh Breira, and we paskin that when I use it, it's mine, totally. When you use it, it's yours, totally. That's how Shutvis works. It works with Breira. That when each person uses it, it's totally his. Memela zaktik tzais. You can have a chazaka for Shutvis. Because let's say we're Shutvim in a chatzir. So when Shimon used the chatzir, it was totally his. When Reuven used the chatzir, it was totally his. Shimon, for his chatzir, has a cheskes gimel shanim. He has a chazaka. Because he used it l'gimel shanim. Reuven walked through his chatzar. Reuven didn't walk through his chatzar. Reuven walked zed nichnas b'tar shalai. Zed nichnas b'tar shalai. And each person walked through his chatzar. So it's not like shchuni gavai. Shchuni gavai, the morikama walked through somebody else's property. So it ruins the chazaka. Shutvis, When my shutif walks through the chatzar, he's not ruining my chazaka. He's zernichnis b'tar shala. He's walking through his chatzar, and he's walking through his chatzar. Okay, so we're going to have to see. You're right. L'chaira, the way I explained it yesterday, is good. What do I need Breira for? L'chaira, it's good enough. The way I explained yesterday, they're shutfim. And however shutfim works, I'm a shutif. So I think the way, the reason the Ketzais needs this has to do with one of the tainus on the Ketzais, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes. Okay, so I'll come back to it. The Akoponim, this Ketzais...
One
shouldn't
turn.
When what?
It gets stolen, so it gets damaged.
So it's both of their losses. Why? Because what got stolen is my Monday car. It got stolen on Sunday. The reason I don't have it on Monday is because it was stolen. This car belongs to you on Sunday and me on Monday. And that car that belongs to me on Monday was stolen. It's not that, that doesn't change anything.
Why?
If I own something,
right, on Sunday, same thing happens on Sunday, it's my responsibility, not your responsibility.
So, well, so what are you? You're like a shimer for me. What are you? You're a shimer. See, if you're a pesheya, I'm
not
sure.
Well,
so then, if stamazay was stolen, if an oinus happened, so then I own something which I'm allowed to use on Monday, which is mine on Mondays. I have a Monday ownership in this, and that ownership was stolen. It doesn't affect me till Monday morning. But the Maisa, my thing was stolen. My things were stolen while I have it, or was stolen before. If he's a shaymer, he's a shaymer. If he's a meicher, he's a meicher. If he's not, it's just automatically mine.
How
does the
Why is there a
I mean, according to this, by the Amma. We should have the same exact chazaka as here. We should have the same exact chazaka over the 6 years, which is really the time on the Ketzais. Okay, let's hold on a second. Okay. Now, Kaponim, this the Ketzais, that Shutfis, there's such a thing as chazaka for Shutfis, which be'etzem, the Breira, I see, throws a little bit of a monkey wrench. Doesn't make it better, it makes it a little worse. But Be'etzem, the Ketzais, when you read the Ketzais, it's a Davar Mestaver. And there should be able to be such a thing as a Chazaka L'Shutfis. And like I mentioned to you many times, Ketzais is arguing with Kadmainin, but he's saying the Davar HaMestaver. So then the Sivis defends the Shita Sabach. He holds like the Bach. He writes about the Ketzais, Eich Malai Libai Lachlai Kal Kolhani. He brings, besides the Bach and the Al-Shech, the Marashdam, he brings also, I think, a Marit and a Marashach, I think. He brings a total of 5 of the earliest Achrayim that pass in the same way. Is Matmi on the Ketzais, Eich Malai Libai Lachlai Kal Kolhani. How could he argue with so many people? Which I understand the Kasha, the Ketzais does it all the time. It's not a surprise. But Al Kapanim, the Teichin of the Nesivis is basically 3 Nekudas in the Nesivis. First of all, the Rayas from Cheskes Tashmishin, from Nitzas Kaira and opening a window and Marzev and letting the water run out. He says it has 0 shaychis to our discussion of shutfis. When a person leans a beam on someone else's wall or opens a window to someone else's chatzah or lets water run into someone else's chatzah, he has his drain pipes go into the other person's chatzah. He says, what shaychis does that have to us? There, whatever you had Sholei Shanim Ritzufas. You had 3 straight years of a window open to him, of a Kaira leaning on his wall, of Marzev, okay, the water didn't run out of your, it wasn't raining 365 days a year, But your drain pipe was pointed out onto his field the whole year. For whatever you had Shalosh Shana Ritzufis. There was no Shutfis in the thing that I have, the Tashmish I have. I have totally. Now, it's true. This means that I have a Shutfis in your wall. In Takamis. But if I have a type of a Shutfis where I could have Shalosh Shana Ritzufis, and you don't interrupt what I'm doing, so then that's fine. It's no raya to the Bach Shaila where they stayed in a chatzar and every once in a while he came into the chatzar. Different people use the same thing at different times. So whatever you're going to pass him, but there's no shaychis to Cheskes Tashmishim. Cheskes Tashmishim, whatever the Masik used, he used himself all the time. Whatever the kuda he says he owns, he had 3 straight years of that, uninterrupted. No one interrupted him. No one came in the middle and blocked up his window for a day. That's not what happened. If somebody would come and block up his window, it's a chinami. If you put blinds on his window, or block up, that would be different. But something you could have shalosh shana ritzufis, who cares if it's a shutfis? Somebody you could have shalosh shana ritzufis. As far as the Iker Taina of the Ktzais, that it should be Shayach Chazaka B'Shutfis, the Siva says it's not true. Because since Sholei Shonim have to be Ritzufis, you'll never have a Shutfis that'll have a Chazaka, except like Cheskes Tashmish. But since you need Ritzufis, so if I use it one day, use it one day, I use it one day, use it one day, It's not a chazakah. And Itaka brings that otu, if like the case of the Amsa, otu, if we buy a field b'shutfis, I use it 1 year, you use it 1 year, I use it 1 year, you use it, I use it, you use it. So then, he says, you think that they'll have a chazakah? If so, every single time a marzik comes, with not ritzufis, in other words, let's say you have a field. I go into your field years 1, 3, and 5. So we neman that you don't have to make a macha. I'm not masik, the masik yinshi. Right? Unless it's avra the muvri bagi. But normally, if I live in the house years 1, 3, and 5, everybody who learns this parak knows you don't have to make a macha. Amar avonav hu shachar ritzufais. Threaten to see this. According to you, according to the ktsais, you should have to make a macha. Because maybe he'll taina that we bought it b'shutfis, and I get every other year, and you get every other year. So you should have to make a bacha, even when a person eats it mefuzarais, years 1, 3, and 5. Not only that, if he eats it years 1, 4, and 7, so maybe he'll taina he has a 1/3 right in the field. You should have to make a bacha. It's up to Nesivis, the whole Yisoid of Vahu Sha'achlon Ritzufais, that you have to eat it consecutive years, means that it's not Shayach by Shutfis Achazaka. This haste. A person cannot come and time it to the Marikama. I ate it Mufuzarais because I'm a Shutif. And Lavdafka years 1, 3, and 5. Even I stayed in the Chatzar, and when you walk through, it's because you're a Shutif. Nishkan Taina. You can't have such a Taina. And Memela, the whole Yisayit of the Tzais falls away. It's Chsarin in Achlam Ritzufais. It's Chsarin in eating it consecutive years.
In the case where I'm getting from Marikama, I'm using a Chazak, I don't have a Chazak. Imagine again, if 2 people are eating from the Marikama, Yishim are, anyways, because 2 people, he doesn't have the Achilas of 3 years. In other words, group A and B, these 2 people are making the Chazak.
But the answer is, they're not Masakiki, the Masaki Inshu. First of all, it's not true. The Ktzais is talking about the Bach case where there is a Marikam. Right? The Ktzais going in the Bach where there is a Marikam. Cheskes Tashmishim, there is a Marikam. It's a Knesset case, there was a Marikam. So right now we're talking about when there is a Marikam. But Agav, it happens to be true that I don't think the one has to make a Macho anyway. Even if it's Ruvain, Shimon, Ruvain, Shimon, Ruvain, Shimon. Look it up in Shulchan Aruch, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't have to make a Macho. This is Nesivis' taina. His taina is, it's a chiddush that you can't have a chazaka b'shutfis. There's no such thing as a chazaka b'shutfis. But it's not, because the other person came into the chatzar. I'm using the chatzar, and then the other person came. I'm using the well, and then he's using the well. So what the Ketzais holds. This is what I had in mind before. Just one second. So again, the Mesivah says three Nekudas. First Nekudas, he says, Chesed Tashmishin is b'chlal not a raya. Chesed Tashmishin is a whole different Mitzvah. Number two, in Svara, he says, Chesed Tashmishin. And number three, he says that it's a befeirish raya from the Nemuki Yosef in our Sugya. So if you look in the Nemuki Yosef, he asks a kasha. Muki Yosef is on the first pen, the second side of the second Amud Aleph of Cheskes Habakim, in the back of your Gemaras, after the Rosh and the Masha. Now this Muki Yosef we have to know anyway, because we're talking today and yesterday about the Rashbam Shita, the Shkuni Gavoi. And as I told you, the Muki Yosef has a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Muki Yosef had a different pshat. I'm not going to get to that pshat, but I just want to show you his kasha inside. On Tesvav, just the first three lines. Right, he brings Harash Zal Goris. He brings the Rashbam. V'hai Beisa, Pirish V'shuni Gavoy, Chadar Pnimiyin, V'yesei Avidera Chalacha, you have to know the Rashbam is not alone. Tosis and the Rosh say the same as the Rashbam. But Akoponim, he says, Achreinim Zal, the later Rishayim has this lo yiskimu lepirusha. The kivon shayadar b'fnei atzmai mahani lechazaka. Afa pishia shalplimi derech alav. I'll prove it. Now listen to the cash. This cash. What's he asking? What does he mean? I sell a piece of land, and I leave myself the right to walk through the land. I leave myself the right to park there. How can the buyer get a chazaka? That's the Nukiyas' kasha. If you're going to say like the Rashba, that any time the Marikama walks through, it ruins a chazaka. Later, in Hamaychres Habayis, and in the fourth parak, there are cases where a person sells a field and he leaves derech la'atzma, he leaves himself the right to walk through. Frek Nukiyasif. How are you ever going to have a chazaka? That's his kasha on the Rashba. It's left in the Sivis. According to the Ketzais, it's not a kasha. The Ketzais can answer Pashit. By Shchudei Gavoy, you said it's totally yours. That's why if someone walks through, he ruins it. In this case, you're saying, I bought it, but he has a derech la'atzmai. You're tiny shutfis. That's the whole ktsais. The whole ktsais is that shchunei gavoy is different than the bach. Because shchunei gavoy, you're tiny, it's totally yours. And the bach, you're only tiny shutfis. So I say, what's in the mukiyas' kasha? Mukiyas says that if you hold shchunei gavoy, like the Rashbam, the way we learned it, that if the inner person walks through, the outer person can't have any chazak at all. If you're going to learn like that, so then how could anybody ever sell a field and leave a derech la'atzmai? The person buying it can't be mavzik. That's the kasha of the Nuki Yosef. Zok Nesivis, according to the Tzais, it's not shver. What's the kasha? It's a raya against the Tzais. Now, I didn't ask the Ketzais how he'll answer this raya, but the style of the Ketzais generally is that if a Rishon asks a kasha, and according to his yisoid, it's answered, the Ktzais calls that a raya to himself, not a kasha to himself. The Ktzais does that all the time. He says a yisoid, so this is answered Tzais' kasha, like we had last week. The Ktzais, what the Nesivis, you have what I'm saying? What the Nesivis sees as a kasha on the Ktzais most likely would see as a raya to himself. The Ktzais will taina. Look, the Rashbam has to have a teres to this kasha, right? So the Ktzais would say just the opposite. This is a raya to me. Because the Mukhi Yosef has a kasha on the Rashbam. And according to me, according to the Ktzais, it's not shver. The Rashbam is very good. Rashbam will answer. There's a difference. When you're tying that Shkuni Gavoy, you're tying it's totally yours, then walking messes it up. And in this case, you're tying, I bought the field except for a derech. So there you could get a chazaka. The walking doesn't mess it up. Maybe the Ktzais is right. Ktzais would say it's a raya to him. Mukhi Yosef, the Nesivis looks as if it's a kasha. So Kaponim, we have a machlaikis Ktzais Nesivis. If it's shayach shutvis, a chazaka b'shutvis. A chazaka b'shutvis like tashmish in zichet shayach. A chazaka b'shutvis. Like Shoni Gavoy, that we have here, machlaikis Ktzais and Nesivis. The Iki is side of the Nesivis. Is that you need Ritzufim. The Reb Shimon, without bringing the Nesivis, I'm not sure why, brings the Ktzais. And he says, Pshara, which really is, I think, the Nesivis. But he says, he seems to be saying a Pshara. He says, there you have two types of shutfis. You have a type of shutfis where you mishtamish zeh achar zeh. I use it one day, use it one day. And there's a type of shutfis where we use something together, like the chotzer. So he says that the ktsais is taina by zeh achar zeh makes sense. Where I use it one day, use it one day. So he says that makes sense. But the Ktzais is dinyan to Shchuni Gavoy, he doesn't understand. Shchuni Gavoy is not Zeh Achar Zeh. It's Mishtamish Bahadadi. And when you're Mishtamish Bahadadi, then this whole Cheshbon of Breira doesn't make sense in the first place. There's no Breira. Whenever I want, I use the, when I want to walk through, I walk through. When you want to walk through, you walk through. It's not something that I use it one day, use it one day. And we could both be walking through at the same time also. I think that's what Reb Shimon means to say. Akoponim, it seems that the Ktzais brought in this inyan of Breira to solve the problem of Ritzufais. The taina that you need Ritzufais, you need consecutive, could be that's why the Ktzais brought in this inyan of Breira. And that he does consider it to be Ritzufais. I'm using it all my time. You use it all your time. I have it alternating days. You have it alternating days. It would seem that that's what he's coming to answer. How he would answer the case of eating it the first, third, and fifth year, I don't know. By the amsa of the children of Chama, of Rav Ukva Bar Chama and Rami Bar Chama. But it seems that that's what he was setting out to do. Akoponim, we walk away from this with a machlaikis. If it's shayach breira b'shutfis, it seems everyone but the Ktzais holds that it's not shayach, and the Ktzais tide is it is shayach. And in the case of Cheskes Tashmishin or any similar case like Cheskes Tashmishin, if you could think of such a case, it would still lechayr would still be shayach. A kuli alma, a chazaka b'shutfis. All right, this is the main sugya of Shchuni Gavoy. Oh, there's one more nekuda in the Ktzais. Ktzais brings a raya to himself from the dinim of Cheskas Yishuv. Cheskas Yishuv is a separate sovya, separate sim in the Shulchan Aruch. Cheskas Yishuv has to do with when a person becomes a citizen of a city, of a community. The different halachis, I think for paying taxes it doesn't take 3 years. You become, if you live there 30 days with plans to live there forever, you pay after 30 days. There are rules for when... for when a person has to becomes a member of a community. You want to see an interesting tshuva? Rav Moshe has a tshuva written 40 years ago to people who are starting a new settlement called Muncie. And it seems there was a shaila if the Kail Yungalite have to pay taxes to the Yishuv. Because the Derech HaKailite, they only live there until they finish being a Kail, then they go wherever they want. An interesting truth. But anyway, here the Ketzai is not talking about paying taxes, he's talking about having rights as a member of the city. So if you stay in a city 3 years, there's a machlaikis, if there's such a thing as cheskas gemoshanim, cheskas yishuv, because you're there for 3 years. Here's the Rama Rutenberg, who says that there's no such thing. You can't have cheskas yishuv. You have to prove it. You have to prove that you, whatever it is that takes to become a member, you can't tie it because you were there 3 years. And the Rama paskins that gimel shanim helps. That if you're there 3 years and you're tie it, that you bought into it or whatever it takes to get become a member of the yishuv, that you're neman with the cheskas gimel shanim. So he springs from the Mardechai. What's this Tolian? Cheskas Yishuv? Tolian Shune Gavoy. It's Tolian our sugya. When I taina, I own a part of the community, the city still has a right to knock on my door, to walk through my field, or to do whatever it is that I'm tining about, whatever belongs to the community, the community has a right to go through. They have a right to walk through. So the Mordechai says it's totally Shchuni Gavoy. If you feel like Rav Nachman, that by Shchuni Gavoy, it's not a chazaka, so Cheskas Yishuv is not a chazaka. If you hold by Shchuni Gavoy, that it is a chazaka, so there it's also a chazaka. Because I state Mordechai, it's totally Zebiza. Fractic Tzais, in Cain, we have a stira in the Ramah. The Ramah Paskins Cheskas Yishuv is a good chazaka, and the Ramah Paskins like Rav Nachman by Shchuni Gavoy, then it's not a good chazaka. So it's a steer in the Ramah. The Ramah on the one hand says by Agamara that since the other person walked through, it's ois chazaka, and even to prove it, he says like Rav Nachman, and by Shchuni Gavoy it is a good chazaka. Why should it be a good chazaka b'shchuni gavoy? The city has a right to walk through, to go through the city, to go through the property. So the ktsais, like me, it's very good. What's the whole ktsais as you said? That shchuni gavoy is only when you're not tining shutfus. When you're tining, I'm the sole owner. If you're the sole owner, why are you letting people walk through? So there, if someone walks through, it kills you chazaka. But cheskas yishuv, I'm not tining that the yishuv has no right to go through my fields. I'm tining, I'm a member of the yishuv. Attacker, the community has a right to go, the city has a right to go through my fields. It's a type of shutfus. I have an ownership with the yishuv. For what I'm tining I have is nishkan stira, the fact that the yishuv has a right to go through. Memela, the Stira Saramah, is also answered at the Tzais Lefi Darkai, according to his Mahalach. Okay, Akoponim, this is all on this one Inyan of Cheskas Yishuv. Okay, let's move on to a second Pshat in this Gemara, the Shchuni Gavoy. Ramban and Muki Yosef don't like Pshat in the Gemara, the way the Rashbam, Taisus, and the Rosh learn. I believe the Rambam learns the same way. At least the Dulei Shmuel brings B'Shem the Rambam that he learned like the Rashbam. The Ramban, Muki Yosef, don't like the whole idea that walking through a field, is that the Mashaila here is about somebody walking through. They're walking through ruins of Hazaka. They don't go with it. And they taina that the taich of the two words, Shmini Gavoi, is a totally different taich. And the Mela, it's a totally different Gemara. Totally different Gemara. Again, somebody told somebody else, my boy is by Beisa, what are you doing in my house? He told him, Inach Zavinte, Vachalte Shtei Chazaka. He said, I'm here 3 years, I have a Chazaka. Amalei, Ano Bishchune Gavoi Havoi. He said, I was Bishchune Gavoi. I was in a faraway country. Bishchune Gavoi means a distant land. I was far away. Either I didn't hear your Chazaka, or even if I did hear a chazaka, making a mecha was a waste of time. There was no way I could make a chazaka. How does shkune gavoy mean a faraway country? The kari la'eretz teimon shkune gavoy. Teimon is called shkune gavoy. Kedeksiv v'chadre teimon. The chadre, cheder, a room. Teimon is called cheder. So, it's a faraway place. So what's the case? He's tiny, I was far away, in a place where I can't make a bechah. So what's the shayla? Again, Nachman and Rava argue, who has to prove it? Rav Nachman said, Lech barara achilach secha. That's a tough one. Rav Nachman, he tells the person who was there for 3 years, prove that the other person was not in Teman. And how do you go about proving he's not? You have to bring witnesses that he was somewhere else. And Rava says, Rava is much easier to understand. According to this, Rava is very clear. I was Dicha mostly 3 years. You're timing that you have an excuse, so prove your excuse. So this is a machloikis, the Ramban and Ruki Yosef have this pshat in the Gemara. Not like the Rashbam. What's the Nakuda Samachlaikis? Clearly, the Nakuda is that the Muki Yosef and the Ramban don't agree with the Pshat of the Rashbam. It's not that the Rashbam doesn't agree with the Pshat of the Ramban. Right? They are the ones asking Akasha on the Ramban, on the Rashbam. And they're asking that they have this problem. Like the Muki Yosef said, the problem is, how is that ma'akiv on a chazaka? Why should that be ma'akiv on a chazaka? Muki Yosef says clearly, afapishiyesh l'pnayim p'nimi derech alav. Doesn't matter that the other person can walk through. Walking through is not ma'akiv. That's what they don't like about the Rashbam's chat. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, first of all, the Mechaber brings the Ramban's pshat. That's why, if you wanted to look up this Gemara Shulchan Aruch, and you looked up Kuf Mem Vav Sifyut Alef Sifyut Beis, it wouldn't have made sense to you. Because Kuf Mem Alef Sifyut Beis, if you only learned the Rashbam, it looks like it's a toast, the Maramakim. So you would have looked in all the different prints of the Gemara to see if one print has it the right way, no? All the new ones should have the right one. Because if you were learning this Gemara with the Rashbam and Taisus and the Rash, and you look up Kuf Mem Vav Sifyut Aleph, you'll see the Ramban's pshat. The Rashbam's pshat is only brought in the Rama, in Siman Kuf Mem. And there he does bring a sort of a, call it an in-between shita. The way we learned until now, the Rashbam and Tosfos, the person who was in the inside room, the Marikama, was timing that he walked through. So that, Muki Yosef says, walking through is not Ma'akiv an Chazak. Just that you can walk through is not Ma'akiv an Chazak. The Ramah brings the Yeshayim, it means other Yeshayim, who say, Ano Bishchuni Gavoi Havi, doesn't mean I walk through. The Maida to the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, walking through is not enough to Shtera Chazak. They say, Ano Bishchuni Gavoi Havi means, not only I walked through, but I used that room. I put things down there. I was mishtamish there. And since I was mishtamish there, therefore it's not a chazak. So, you know, what's the lashon of the Rashbam? The Rashbam says in the Farish that I was mishtamish there. So then the Muki Yosef's kasha is not a kasha. So the Ramah brings it as two shitas. He does bring the first shita that walking through is enough to be ma'akiv, and it seems he holds that way be'ikr, because that's shita I believe he brings stoma. Then he brings yeshayimrim, that it's only if you're mishtamish there. And I don't know, could you be medayik and taisvis? Taisus uses just the lashon of Be'ezah Derech HaYayitzeh. The Rosh is the same thing. Be'ezah Derech HaYayitzeh. And the Rashban uses that it will mishtamish shem. But it's interesting because the Muki Yosef brings the Rashban the other way. Muki Yosef brought the Rashban just as a Derech. Shchuni Gavayuch Vayisi Oyveh Derech Halecha. That's all he brings. He's see the way he brings it. The way it says in our Rashbam, he's tining, I walked through and I used it. Muki Yosef adds a few words. He says the Rashbam said, I passed through. And therefore you have no chazaka because I'm using it. Sounds like I'm using it by going through, the way that Muki Yosef understood. So that's the way Muki Yosef understood the Rashbam. It seems to be the way Tosfos learns. I just walked through. And on that, our Rashbam and the second sheet in the Ramah is that it's not enough walking through, that you need also to be a Mishamisham in order to be a Ma'akiv. Okay, so we have in this sugya, turns out, sort of three pshatim. Two pshatim in the Gemara, and in the Rashbam's pshat, we have two pshatim. So it's really three shittas in the Rishayim, in addition to the Machlokes Tzais Nesivos. There's one more topic in this sugya, and that topic has to do with Migu and with Pesha Asim. The Marikama comes and he says that I'm the Marikama and you have to prove your Chazaka. The Rashbam, in the last four lines at the end of the Gemara, at the end of the Yamid, says an important qualification for the Gemara's case. So take a look at the Rashbam. V'hayu uvda. Rashbam says that this Gemara loy metukim ela kashahaya loy edis l'ma'arer. D'bayezeh shaloy haya. What's he saying? That's what Rashbam saying. Hayu uvda. See what the Rishbam is saying? What's the Rishbam saying? How you have the line of talking? That what? That the Marikama has to have Edim that he's a Marikama. Aye, the other person's Maidi is a Marikama. The Marikama who's saying, what are you doing in my house? Has to have Edim, he's a Marikama. Why does he have to have Edim, he's a Marikama? That's not a Shaila. He's a Marikama. It's Dr. Rashbam. Because if you don't have Edim, you're a Marikama, then what? Then the Mazik has a Peshasa. He says, look, I could have denied you're a Marikama. I could have just denied that you're a Marikama. So believe me that I'm here 3 years and you were not Mishtamish in it. You didn't walk through. With a Peshasa, I could have said that you're not a Marikama. Then if the Marikama has no Edim, he's a Marikama. If this person's here 3 years,
even if he's masking that he was Marikama, he was here 3 years. He's regular chazaka. Doesn't make a difference if he.
So what's every chazaka? When the Marikama time is, get out of my field. I'm Moedi is a Marikama. You always have to come out to this pesha aser. Without this pesha aser, the Marikama could time.
The problem is that the
Marikam
is saying he wasn't Ma'ar.
Marikam is the one who wasn't Ma'ar.
He's telling that he wasn't technically a being that was Ma'ar.
Yeah, I understand. He's telling that by being there is Ma'ar.
Therefore, he's
Aiden
that he was
a
Marikam also. That's the Peshaw. So you don't need to come on to Peshaw.
Why?
Because who cares if
he
was a Marikam? He wasn't
Ma'ar.
I don't think it's
Marikam,
not Marikam. I could believe that he was
Marikam also. Right, but the Machlekes of Nachman and Rava could apply. If you're Maidam and Marikama, and I claim I walked through, and you claim I didn't walk through. So if Nachman and Rava could have the same argument, whether I have Edom or Marikama, or I don't have Edom or Marikama. I could argue we can have it both ways. So he says that it must be, what he's saying is very poshut, that do you have a Pesha Aser? If the other person doesn't have Edom, he's a Marikama, what he's saying is a Dava Poshut. The problem is, as we'll see tomorrow, the Rif brings Rishayim, the earliest Rishayim, the time of the Rif, he brings Chalkim on this Rashbam. The Rif was 200 years before the Rashbam, so he's not quoting the Rashbam, but the Rif brings that this is a Machlaikis, so we have to try to understand what the Machlaikis is Talian. And this goes back to the first Rosh in the Perek, the Siman Aleph. The Rosh says the same as the Rashbam, and so Mitzvah Hashem will see tomorrow the Beis Halevi, Simin Lamed Vav, I believe, is Masbir Meshitas Rashbam, but that Mitzvah Hashem will get to tomorrow.